gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Operation Cookie Share, downtown Decatur, Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith in Central Park. Of course, the most important note of the day, stop by, call 875-1340, go to operationcookieshare.org, or stop by a Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union and make a donation, just $5. I mean, it's literally that. If you donate $5, you've sent a box of Girl Scout cookies to a troop.
That's huge.
It's that simple. And a couple of the lead horses from this entire event. We welcome in the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, Pam Kovacevich, and, of course, Jess Younghouse, who is basically turning into a co-host of this show from Decatur Earth Mover Credit
Union.
Yeah,
2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
All right.
It's called saturation.
Now.
Yeah, Earth Mover Credit Union, all about it. Of course, yesterday was one event, and this one, Jess, you get involved. This is obvious to get involved with Girl Scouts.
Yeah, we've been involved, for the last several years with this event in particular, and it's awesome. We love Girl Scouts.
And we are very thankful. Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Pam, how long have you been in your position?
10 years, actually, a little over 10.
Mm-hmm. We just kind of talked to Marianne about seeing things become a little more specialized for the girls. They can do a few more things here and there. What have you seen in those 10 years?
You know, STEM is a big deal these days, particularly for girls who have a tendency to lay back when it comes to getting into a career in STEM or taking a lead in a class when it comes to STEM. So we do a lot of STEM programs. We just had our inaugural STEM Advisory Council. We're having some conversations with Dr. Juanita Morris here in Decatur about doing some collaborations with Girls Who Code. So there's a lot of operations that girls do now that they didn't do 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Your point of girls tending to lay back is not representative entirely of what girls are capable of or what they're interested in. Sometimes the barrier of technology or things like that, and I teach technology in high school, I had like 4 girls for like 3 years total. And then a group of girls came in into one of my classes and it ended up being 18 in one semester. And once they got in, they couldn't get enough of it. All it took was just that pathway. And if you're giving them that, then they can be already way ahead rather than sitting on the sidelines. So I
you
think it's great.
You are so correct. So correct. You know, we have, it's called the DIRT team. It's a technology team that really tries to get young girls, second, third grade, to not be afraid to raise their hand, to not be afraid to push some buttons on the computer, because they lay back not because they don't know it. They're just a little shy. They don't want to look too smart. It's not cool to be too smart.
Yeah, lots of reasons.
Yeah.
Just
so.
Life right there. About
time. Seriously. Don't want to look too smart.
This event is, what year are we on?
This is the fifth year this event. Girl Scouts of Central Illinois has done Operation Cookie Share for 10 years.
Okay.
So we've sent almost 400,000 boxes of cookies to the military, over $1 million worth of product to the military in the last 10 years. So very proud of that. One of the platforms of Girl Scouting is patriotism and giving back to your community, and this is a way for us to do that.
There's an extra addition here for somebody that thinks, oh, it's a great idea. You know what? I'll just go buy a package and take it to you can do a lot of things on your own. This is every limb of this has been taken care of, right down to the shipping costs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me about it. You work with an affiliate group, right?
We have worked with State Farm's Military Affinity Group. They have picked up all of the shipping charges for those shipments.
Yeah.
We also work with Operation Soldier Angel.
Okay.
They send some things over. We have worked with our bakers, Little Brownie Baker, that actually distributes the cookies. They will get cookies to places where they need to go. So, yeah, you and I would have some difficulty just going to the post office and shipping a box of cookies. But we have taken care of that. So it's pretty turnkey. Just come make your donation and we'll get it there.
Yep.
I just don't remember from previous years. If so, have you always been able to drop off donations at Earth Mover on this
day?
No,
this is the first year we've done it. Yep.
You know, and then maybe you grab some people that don't even know what's going on, too.
That's right.
I'm guessing you got signage up. Do you have bodies there?
Yes.
With cookies and stuff?
Yeah, there's Girl Scouts at our branches.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All 4 branches, of course, off Route 48 on Dividend Drive near Hubbard, on Aldi Drive in Mount Zion by Walmart, North Edward just down the road here off of El Dorado by Mueller. And then West Marion, which is in Forsyth by Cozire. So, I mean, those are your four locations. So you're probably in the neighborhood of being able to make a donation one way or another.
Yes.
And, of course, you can call 875-1340 or go online to OperationCookieShare.org and make your donations. Do we know how the day's going?
I've got them right here.
You've got some updated numbers?
So I'm looking at a van or a car over there that might be buying some. So as we're going, these numbers are already changing.
Because you can drive by.
That's
right. It's a drive-by deal.
I mean, literally, there are people just blocking traffic to get some cookies. And that's all we wanted to do.
And that's totally fine.
So if they were to buy five boxes, or this corner behind us, five boxes puts us over $11,000 total raise. That would put us at 2,200 boxes of cookies, or over 182 cases of 12 boxes per case. And those are some pretty staggering numbers.
That's phenomenal.
Hey, we need more.
We
do.
Keep going.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, how many troops are there?
Yeah, there's...
I mean, if we're not sending a box to each troop
yet. Well,
so when we get to that point, we can start talking about a finish line.
One cookie per... Let's not make sure everyone gets
there's
one.
There's a lot of soldiers.
You know, this year we also added first responders.
Oh,
so not only do they go to the military, but the fire department, Macon County Sheriff's Department, the City of Decatur Police Department, so ambulance services. Our first responders, we've had a lot of homegrown catastrophes, and we thought this would be a great year to honor them as well.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
That's fantastic. So plenty of cookies to go around. Where are we in the cookie selling season? Because I know it's are we towards the end of it?
It's over.
Okay.
So this is the only place you can get your Girl Scout cookies anymore. We're done for the year.
Jeff Ludwig's office.
No.
I think because he's giving away cookies just with getting a quote. That's the promotion. He's a sponsor of the show. And I think people have said, I think he has said that. Once you said it, I realize he's saying this is one of the last places. So you got Ludwig's office, but you got to go get an insurance quote or this event until 5 o'clock. If you want to make a donation to this tomorrow, I'm sure you could, but
absolutely.
get in here and join the party.
We will keep the website open for probably another 24 hours or so, but yeah, we would really like to hit that $12,000 total today if at all possible.
Yeah, what's the that's the 12th. Was that the goal from the start, or we're just kind of
No, that was the goal from the start. 12,000. We're so close.
Yeah,
if
we're
just
1,000 short.
Yeah.
875-1340, do your part. Hopefully after work you're making your plans to swing on by, or you could go online or swing by one of the Earth Mover Credit Union branches. Get there, and is 12,000, is that circled for a reason? Is that a certain amount of cases? Or
we have been doing this for enough years that we'd like to see it grow every year, because we do know how important it is when the military receives it. We've gotten letters and flags and different things from the recipients of these cookies.
Yeah.
We want to make it as big and as bold as possible.
Awesome.
Well, keep doing what we do here. I think you got plenty of time to come downtown. You got more than an hour. The enhancement of Girl Scouts, the future's never ending.
Never ending.
I mean, because, you know, Nick talks all the time. Every technology story that comes out, anything that Elon Musk does, Nick gives me the story so we can read it on the air.
And we get to none of them.
We get to quite a few of them.
They're at the bottom.
Well, there will
the
be
list.
A.
But the
there
way the
will
world
be a
is
female
changing.
Elon Musk someday
there
soon,
are plenty.
And she'll be a Girl
there
Scout.
Are plenty. The
yes.
CEO of Ariana Huffington with the Huffington Post.
Oh, of course.
Yahoo.
Sheryl Sandberg.
I mean, you could go on.
Yep.
There are ladies in power, and I've told this story on the air. A lady that that recruited me to work for Funny or Die, which is Will Ferrell's company, her resume, you know, she's done multiple, it's like Netflix, Redbox, HBO, it's like, all right, you're just a player in the field, and it's there's so many women. It's girl power.
Every female astronaut, 75% of our U.S. senators right now, Tammy Duckworth, our own U.S. senator, former Girl Scouts.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
It's absolutely a proven fact that Girl Scouts will help you achieve your successes that you
So
you
Tammy was a Girl Scout and served, right?
She served, absolutely.
So I wonder if she ever got cookies. Probably.
You know, we need a picture of that. If that happens, we need a picture of that.
Yes.
Tammy eating cookies.
Yeah.
We march on. We got to get to a break. But again, thanks for everything Earth Mover Credit Union does.
Yep.
Obviously within our building as well. But this is the bonus stuff, which is a lot
this
of fun.
This is the bonus stuff.
So it's you get good. To get out of the. Is it more comfortable in the office today though? Than is this hot to you?
No. I would still You're prefer good. To be. Like, if it's 150, then maybe the office is better.
150.
But
yeah. Everywhere is better.
I'm going to remember that. I'm calling you tomorrow.
Yes.
Well, she'll probably be on our show, so you probably just got to come downtown to see her. So.
Fantastic.
There's going to be something that they're supporting.
I'm going to really need to get on there.
This does not bode well for me.
Keep the streak alive. The Jess Younghouse Show. All right, we got to get a break. Thanks again, Pam. And we're going to talk to a lot of folks coming up throughout the next hour.
Thanks, guys.
Connected to Girl Scouts. So, Pam Kovacevic, the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Illinois, and of course, Jess Younghouse with the business development of Earth Mover Credit Union. We get a break, we come back, and we talk about a Saturday event. We step away slightly from this event, but she's a big supporter of this event. Yeah. The producer of the Decatur Celebration, Lori Sturgill. It's your last call. We had last call for Ride United. Sunday is Ride United. Saturday is French Fried 5K. Friday night is Girl in the Garden. Three enormous events in the community to help things like Baby Talk, Macon County Casa is her glow run coming up the following weekend. Mm-hmm. The Decatur Celebration, and of course, the Sunday Ride United, which benefits a lot of United Way agencies. We break. Don't run off. You want to do a weather here? I feel like we have let's do.
Well, do we have another 50 coming?
I guess we do. Yeah. I guess we do. We'll do it on the next break. Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith, live at Central Park. Don't go anywhere on WSOY and Decatur.com.
Hi, this is Chris Riley with your partner.